both can be a little intimidating when you're just getting into it, but it really, All-Star especially, All-Star is very straightforward. You know, it is analog, but it's got great audio. It's super, super stable and reliable. And, you know, obviously worldwide. You can do it a number of different ways. I do it with Raspberry Pis. I have a little local repeater that the Pi is both the node controller and the All-Star link. And then I have two standalone simplex links built on Maxtrax, built on Motorola Maxtrax. But you can really use anything, any sort of RF device. You know, if you've got, even if you had an old crystal radio laying around, you know, they're great for repurposing older rigs or the cheap, simple HTs. You know, I know a lot of guys have built them on Bofang 888s. Those are, you know, $16 or $18 radios. And it's really amazing what you can do and how well they work. So, like I said, I have three of them, three nodes under my call. One of them is a mobile node that I have here in the truck that runs on the Wi-Fi. And it's great. You know, it really does enhance your connectability, your connectivity. And once you get the hang of it, you know, and you can use any Raspberry Pi out there. You can even use a Pi Zero, but you need probably a Wi-Fi dongle, or else you need a higher level of Pi, you know, that's going to have either an Ethernet connection or Wi-Fi. But, yeah, big All-Star supporter, and I have a Shark digital hotspot in the house as well.